Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. One more after today. We'll wrap up this week tomorrow in this focus on learning to rejoice. And that will finish this season of live broadcast, and we'll readdress what those look like over the next few weeks. Today we're looking at a word that we skipped yesterday. We did part of a verse out of Philippians about rejoicing prayerfully. But in that same verse it says, present your request to God with thanksgiving. And as we think about rejoicing and learning to rejoice, and again, we've been looking out of this passage out of Philippians chapter 4, where verse 4 says to rejoice always. Again, I will say rejoice. And then I believe Paul gives some instructions on to help us learn how to do that. And so we've looked at this idea of rejoicing. But when we add this element of thankfulness, to rejoice thankfully or with thankfulness, it changes us. I suspect we all know individuals, we might be those individuals at times that don't appear really grateful for what we have. And I'm not really even talking about the generic take things for granted just because we're so used to having it. There's plenty of that to go around. But I'm talking about encounters we have with people who are given something, who are very much aware, but are ungrateful, unappreciative. It's not quite what they wanted, or on and on the list goes. And we become that way sometimes. We get fairly picky. I think of the old TV commercial where choosy mothers choose Jif. And we get very choosy on what we're grateful for and what we're not. And I'm not saying there aren't things in our life that's difficult to be thankful for, but one of the problems when we focus on anything other than what we have is our rejoicing tends to shrink and shrivel away and ends up being nothing. And as we learn to be thankful, there are times where life gets discouraging. Things happen. Decisions are made that may affect us individually. We may or may not have even had a part in it, but it affects us in a great way. And it's easy to become discouraged when things don't go like we want them to go. And when we focus on what's going wrong, it's pretty easy to find ourselves grumbling instead of rejoicing. But in the midst of those, if we stop and consider the good that continues to take place, I may not like that, but I'm still able to do this and to do it well. You see, when we present our request to God with thanksgiving, we find ourselves with plenty to rejoice about. we're requesting, we're asking, we're acknowledging that we still have need, but we're doing so in a way that's thankful for what we've already been given, as well as thankful for whatever response we'll get. We turn from being that ungrateful child to a content and satisfied child. And just as the ungratefulness of people has the tendency to kind of grind on the nerves of most of us, we find pleasure in interacting with those that are filled with gratitude. And God's desire is that we would bring pleasure to Him by rejoicing always with thanksgiving. That even in our need, even in our request, that we would know what it's like to be thankful. There are times where it's a struggle. It's a struggle to turn our mind away from the things that seem to be right in front of us. From the burden and pressure and discouragement that feels like an immovable wall 2 inches away from our nose. But the good news is, God's consistently calling us to turn around, to face Him. When we turn away from that wall of discouragement and face God, we discover there's plenty to be thankful for. And the more that we discover that we have to give thanks about, the more we find ourselves rejoicing. I think of Paul and Silas, who are in prison because of their belief and proclamation of Jesus. Now, it's pretty easy, I would guess, I've not been there, to focus on the chains when you're in chains in prison. To focus on the walls, the doors, the bars, even the stench. And yet, instead of facing those walls and those bars and that stench of discouragement, Paul and Silas chose to turn and face God and do so with thanksgiving, praising and worshiping Him in the midst of their setting. In that instance, God comes along and frees them. And yet, they seem to have a trust, a respect of their fellow prisoners such that they did not run off. In fact, God uses the situation, God uses their ability to rejoice with thanksgiving, to make their request known in praise and worship, to reach the household of this a Philippian jailer. Philippi, the place that Paul wrote this letter to, that says to rejoice always. I will say it again, rejoice. To make your requests known to God with thanksgiving. You see, I suspect those who end up hearing that letter for the very first time understood that these weren't simply words from some man from some far-off place. These were words of a man who had lived it. But what about you and I? How are we doing at learning to rejoice always with thanksgiving? To turn and face the one who has rescued us. You see, the bars of sin that held us captive are far greater than the bars of any earthly prison. And God sent His Son Jesus to demolish those bars, to fling open the gates of our prison, and to set us free. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to do kind of a self-check up on your thankfulness level. And especially look at those times where discouragement presses against you, where news comes your way that is not favorable, where decisions are made that you're not comfortable with. Choose at that point to evaluate, how do I respond? How do I react? Do I keep my face turned towards the discouragement, or do I turn around and face God? I suspect if you're like me at all, you'll discover that there's times you do one and there's times you do the other. But I believe with practice we can find ourselves turning away from that wall of discouragement and turning towards God more often than not, because we discover the freedom that it brings. And so today, rejoice thankfully and turn towards God and worship and honor Him with gratitude. And as you recall the many things that He has done and continues to do in your life, as the old hymn says, I believe you'll find that the things of earth grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You've called us to Yourself, and You've called us in a way that sets us free from the bondage that we kind of got ourselves into through sin. Father, today I pray that You would help us to present our request to You with thanksgiving. That rather than cry out to You in total despair, we would cry out to You with our needs, knowing that You've always met them. You've always met with us. And even in those times where we didn't get what we wanted and we felt that what was supplied was inadequate, You've carried us through. Father, I think of the Israelites as they crossed the wilderness and You provided manna and they complained. It wasn't enough. There wasn't enough variety. On and on it went. And it's so easy in the midst of Your provision to look and see what's missing rather than to be thankful that You've provided. So, Father, forgive us for those times where we're that ungrateful child who's become an ungrateful adult, and where we feel entitled and we expect more than we deserve. Change us and change our heart and attitude so that we would be thankful and grateful, knowing that anything that comes from Your hand is above and beyond what we really deserve, and it's all Your gift and Your grace. Father, help us to encourage others. Sometimes when we face that wall of discouragement, it's all that we can see, and we need a person to come along and tap us on the shoulder and ask us and urge us to turn around. And oh, Father, today as we live life, may we not only turn away from the wall of discouragement, but may we encourage and help others to do so, to look upon you, to count our blessings, to count the things that you've done in the past that you're currently doing. Father, as we present our request, not ignoring that need exists, but presenting them with thankfulness, may that help us to learn to rejoice in a greater way. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that you would help us to raise children who are not those ungrateful children, but are very thankful. May we provide balance and instruction and modeling of what a grateful life looks like. May we be honest about our discouragements, that they can see in us and through us how to be thankful even when things don't go the way we want. May they be a light and example wherever they go. Father, today as we pray, I continue to pray for those who are so discouraged, who have not found the will or the way or the encouragement to turn away from that wall of discouragement, who feel hopeless, who feel trapped, who desperately need a reminder of your presence, a reminder to turn around and face you, a reminder to rejoice with thanksgiving. Father, again, I think of those disciples who went out and witnessed great things happening as they shared the good news of your kingdom, and who came back to Jesus excited about all that they had seen and rejoicing in the power that existed in the name of Jesus. I think of his answer that rather than to rejoice in all of that, they should rejoice that their name is written in the book of life. And Father, at the depths of our greatest discouragement, may we consistently be reminded of how the blood of Jesus has been used to not only cleanse us from all unrighteousness, but to write our name in that book of life. And may we be filled with great gratitude and thankfulness. And may that influence our rejoicing. May that influence our attitude, even in our need, even in our request. And Father, may this life of rejoicing with thanksgiving be lived out in this world, in this community, in this workplace and school and home in such a way that we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.